Great stuff. That's live. Rust. Neil Young. What year do we got for that? Oh, I think it was 78 or 79. Great, great stuff. Oh, I know what's going on here. One of my all-time favorite concerts I went to was in the early 90s when the grunge movement took over the United States. Started in Boston with the Pixies, and then Nirvana tried to sound like them, and Seattle made it huge. We all felt grunge after that. But, you know, I was just happy good music was back on the radio. Most of it had been heard before. A lot of it's quite punk, if you ask me. They just, they do slower stuff sometimes, grunge. But my favorite concert I saw during that in the early 90s was Neil Young. Backup band. No, not Crazy Horse. It was Booker T and the MGs. Man, that was really, really good. And opening for them, it was Blind Melon and Soundgarden. I think there might have been someone else, I can't remember. Fantastic stuff. They were calling it the Godfather of Grunge Tour. Years later, I would meet Chris Cornell at WBZN. Do a little performance for us there. Many years later, he wasn't even in Soundgarden. And had short hair. We both did at the time. I said we both went and got haircuts. If you ever saw the picture. But I had something cool to tell him. I told him about how I was at that show. And he went, "You were one of those? We didn't do many of those. That was fantastic." I made Chris Cornell smile. I like that. I like that a lot. I like it so much I'm going to play him. Soundgarden, right here on 91.5 WMFO. Medford.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO.
Hey, Brian, Francho, how you doing?
What's up, Francho?
Well, good show. I've been listening. Usually I don't. Today I feel a little shitty, so I'm at home for a bit of it.
Okay.
You want to play a two-minute song, the chant of the ever-circling...
Is it Doors?
Oh, hey, I'm on, huh?
Yeah, you're on, brother. No dead wear. No dead air,
skeletal
brother.
Skeletal people from Diamond Dogs.
What is it now? Bowie?
Chant of the ever-circling skeletal people from Diamond Dogs.
Okay, you got it, brother.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Francho.
Yeah, take care.
Bye. Ha! Long-time listener, first-time caller. I love to hear it. Here's someone who I think listens from time to time. I'm going to dedicate this next song to. We'll get to Francho's song, don't worry. But this one goes out to another administrator of the Crash Course for the Ravers page on Facebook, which I just logged into if you're trying to reach me on there. And I know he's a big fan of Devo, friend of Mark Mothersbaugh. But we will continue with a couple more Soundgarden for Bowie. MFO!
Thank you. Listen. And your soul's a bowl of jokes. And every day you remind me how I'm desperately in need. See, I got a lot of fiends around, and they're peeking through with nothing new. And they see you. See everything you do. Yeah.
reminiscing something mother used to be. Red open bell eyes, diamond dogs to see when I come. I keep a friend Serena.
Will they come?
Oh baby, come to me.
Will they come?
Where's the coming gone? Come out of the door, baby. You got your death in the fall. Young girl, we call them the diamond dogs. Young girl, they call them the diamond dogs. Just another future song, only little key change.
There's gotta be some
try to play that song.
Ah, yes. And yes, I'm quite aware Francho didn't ask for the title track from Diamond Dogs done live. I was That's what I came up with. I've been looking for Big Brother Chant of the Ever-Circling Skeletal Family. I want to try one more thing. Let's see. Ba-ba-ba. Trying it on the fly. Hope you really don't mind. See, they still have it, so I can't play off the internet. I don't have anything to do it. Oh. Used to be able to do that. Cheat a little. It appears that I need to get the, I have some live tracks from Diamond Dogs, but I need to get the actual album into the system. I'm sure we got the vinyl across the street, but I tried playing something off the vinyl last week, and it was a no-go. I don't know what's going on with it. It was turning. Had the needle on the record. Had the right channel up. Not sure. It might be working fine right now, but I don't want to deal with that. So we'll try and get you Chant of the Ever-Circling Skeletal Family next week, Franjo, okay? I'll buy the damn thing and put it in the system. Because that's how I am. Brian, you didn't do the Buzz and Groovy News Report. Oh, yeah, that's right. And you didn't play Dave Tree. I found some tree. We're going to, I'll play a tree song right after Boston Groovy News Report, along with other great local rock bands. How do you like that? Stick around, mother effers. What is it? November 2nd. Neutral Nation. Oh, yeah. Boston Groovy News Report. On 91.5 WMFO, Medford. Neutral Nation and Diablo Gato are at Askew in Providence. Doors are at 8. Band start at 9. Love me some Diablo Gato. I guess I got new material out, too. Go check that out. Boston Punk Rewound Unbound. Oh, this is next Friday. I got to read stuff for going on next Friday. So, yeah, that's tonight at Askew, Diablo Gato and Neutral Nation. Next Friday, we got Boston Punk Rewound Unbound, the Arthur Friedman Collection. Ah, good old Artie. 2024 marks the 50th anniversary of the opening of the Rat, a location that looms large in both the Friedman Collection. I thought it was Freeman. Is there a D in his name? Sorry, Artie. And the Boston lore. To mark the occasion, the Harvard Film Archive in the Loeb Music Library, who collectively steward the Friedman tapes in the collection, have partnered to bring you an evening celebrating the band's venues and wider scene documented in the Freeman Collection. I'm going to try and make it, Artie. I'll try. I know he asked me. It's next Friday. So where is it being held? I don't quite understand that. The Harvard Film Archive and the Liam Film who collectively steward the Freeman tapes and have partnered to bring the evening celebrating. I don't know. Maybe I'm an idiot. Oh, read more here. Okay. And see you there. 7 p.m. at the Harvard Film Archive, 24 Quincy Street, Cambridge, Mass. I'm going to try and be there, man. I'm with you, brother. Also going on next Friday, Helkin Mancini Band, The Cujo, and Mary Lou Lord. Woo! Lordy, lordy. That's at Sonia. Steve Conte Trio. A man who's played with New York Dolls. And more recently years. Steve Conte Trio. Tiger Bomb and the Shanghai Lows are at Kodo Lowell next Friday. Oh, man. I got to see Artie's thing, though. We'll see. I guess it's wherever my ride wants to take me. Wormtown Show is also going on with Swamp Roots, the Sonomatics, and the Rayons playing the music of the Link Ray and the Raymen. Oh, nice. That's at Husky's Pub, 413 Park Ave, Worcester, Mass. Band start at 8 p.m. Link Ray. They know Link Ray songs. Again, the man should be idolized. Probably only wasn't because he's part American Indian, like I am. Link Ray, awesome guitarist. You know some of his stuff if you've heard it. And it sounds like the punks doing a tribute for him. The Husky's Pub. I was supposed to play there once. Next Friday. Oh, lots of other stuff. I can think of some great stuff to play to go along with this. Not just local stuff, but maybe something you haven't heard from the Dolls. I gotta play something by Link Ray as well now. But we'll start it off. I've been saying I'm gonna play some Dave Tree. Ba 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 ba. Of course, that's not on the. Gotta find the channel here. CD1, baby, CD1. Here we go. Tree on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Be my, 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 be my Okay, turn on the lights. Let's go.
Does it for a crash course for the Ravies. I haven't seen Vin or anyone yet, so I might play a couple more songs before I leave. I wanted to squeeze some Smitty in. Maybe some Sonic Balm if I can find it. They need to bring some CDs for me next week. But yes, next week I have Sonic Balm live right here in the studio with JoJo Lyons. And it's going to be a great time. I think they're even bringing some fans with them. I hope you're one of those lucky fans. But if not, listen to it live right here. 91.5 WMFO.org. Streaming to the world. And what have I played that last hour? I'm going to go back to Nirvana. I played Radio Friendly Unit Shifter. Then it was Neil Youngblock, My My Hey Hey. Hey, hey, my, The Loner, Cinnamon Girl, Coda Finger? I don't know. No, then we went to Soundgarden. They were covering Fear. I Don't Care About You. F you! Soundgarden, Waiting for the Sun, covering Doors, and then they covered Devo with Girl You Want, and then I had to play one of theirs, of course. Rusty Cage, one of my favorites. Blind Melon in there, Mouthful of Cavities. Bowie, going out to Francho with Diamond Dogs. Hopefully next week I'll have the song you really wanted. We heard Tree, V-O-C. Diablo Gato, Take a Ride. Link Ray with Rumble. Link Ray and his Raymen with Rumble. And New York Dolls, that's from a bootleg. Bootleg Dan gave me. And most of it, pretty crummy. As you can picture, a bootleg Dolls. Only, you know, I mean, I have a few that are okay. But I found that song excellent. And I haven't heard it on anything else. I just called it Baby Crazy.